Blog Talk Radio.
Three band motto. The future is
going
now.
By any means.
By all means necessary, we're going
Rock
to get it.
Our lifestyle.
Drip.
Ask your
hey, Adam and lied to what up. I've been a kid.
For real.
I done had all kind of people turn against. You're trying to break me down.
Type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog,
I be dropping voodoo. You barely get some. You are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag. I don't need approval. The definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a party. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track and sound crystal. You dudes bout to be out the game, 6 fouls. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause bitty suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing, did who you doing, and she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm gonna pull trigger. I get the talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas, only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches, only if they real bitches. They got 3 hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up, you go do them little dishes.
He done, he fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they cop to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid cost. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall. Then come back and rape bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is. I'm always on top, I'm living on the limb. I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, daddy got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride. And fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These tats on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and steal me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them, or bring some Benjamins. Come out, come out.
Shout out to everybody listening in. Philly Shine Radio, new episode, Thursday night. Getting ready to have some fun. Shout out to my co-host, True Teller. We're waiting for her to call in and join the show. We have a very special guest. I've been excited all month about Diamond Spotlight, Super Bowl, Super Freak Edition. And tonight, we actually get to have my star in the building, Ruddy Rock. I fucking love his music and support every fucking thing he does. Shout out to everybody in the 8 Gang. Y'all been listening to the music. We're going to get to know his personality a little bit tonight and just have fun. Definitely, like I said on Twitter, check out the YouTube. Just look him up. He's been busy as shit and consistent for years in Philly, and I fucks with him. I'm a huge fan. Along with, we're going to have our topic, fun topic. You talk about sneaking to do it. I'm talking about you got to turn music up loud or you got to be quiet or whisper or whatever. Like, we going there. Well, I've snuck around a bit, you know, especially having a kid sometimes. You got to you gotta be like, all right, shh. Like, no. But we're going to have some fun, get to know what's on everybody's mind. Shout out to everybody tuning in. Hit us up on the chat room. I got the joint open, at least until my desktop freaks out on me. At the end of the day, just tune in, press one if you're listening live. I'm going to actually go to a couple people who've been holding for a while. Definitely want to support everybody. Shout out to everybody listening in. We have a caller from the 215 area. No, 267. That's 267. I'm blind. Okay. 267-207. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Aggie Conrad. We're calling from North Philly.
Oh, what's good? How you doing? You got me on
speaker? I mean, I can't hear you. My phone, like, a little, you know what I mean?
Oh, all right. What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? Yeah, I mean,
you
know what I'm saying?
Are you
Say what?
You call it the parade game?
Yeah, all day. That WAM walk around money, we out here.
I fucks with it. Are you an artist as well?
No, I'm not an artist. I'm just a supporter.
That's what's up. Well, definitely chill him, listen. I should be expecting him to call him pretty soon. In the meantime, if you're on Twitter, you can shout out to Twitter. We all follow Big here.
Yeah, I'm out here. You know what I mean? I am being Ready Rock 215, all that.
All right, that's what's up.
Yeah, man,
now,
that's what
I'm saying. All right, that's what's up. Well, I got to ask you the topic question tonight. Topic question. Have you ever had to sneak around?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Philly's, you know what I'm saying, famous for that. We got the parks and all that. Niggas can park up, look at the water, and do your thing.
That's funny.
So you already know what it is.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
I fucked up. But, yeah, like you said,
yeah,
if you would go to the
plant
or whatever.
Nah, see, the plant's hot. Niggas be getting shot over there and stuff. You gotta go somewhere, like, low-key, like on Kelly Drive or something, where the Boathouse Road or something like that. Up the way a little bit.
Damn, niggas is crazy.
But no, that was back in the day, though. Like, I'm not on that now, but, you know, I'm just letting niggas know that's coming up, you know. How you should be playing it.
I feel you. Yeah, that's how I feel, man. I don't do too much speaking in my adult years. I'm not doing too much sneaking around. But definitely, thank you for tuning in and listen. Ready for hot music. One special guest calling us.
All right, no doubt. Do your thing. We out here. I'm listening to y'all. We got y'all blasting. We about to ride around North Philly. How y'all on the radio type shit. Right, we supporting.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Shout out to somebody else who always calls and supports in the radio show from Philly, but it's in ATL right now. I see you, 678. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio, 678-608. Hello?
It's really good.
What's good? What's good? Let everybody know who you are. Where you at? What's good?
Joe T's. I'm down ATL area. What's good?
Chilling. Had a fun week. Ready to show off. I got some crazy banging music. Got to introduce y'all to the track. But
I know that's right.
Yeah. But I got to ask you the topic question, you know what I mean? We definitely follow you on Twitter at HBGZPEAZ or whatever on Twitter. We support it. But I want to ask, have you ever had to sneak around to get your freak on?
Oh, of course. A lot of times.
A lot of times? I mean, now that's one thing. I'm not really talking about sneaking and cheating. I'm talking about, like, if you got to do it in the closet because you're at a party or something like that, or I don't know, people does wild things. I'll never forget one day we all chilling at, you know the spot on 54th and City Avenue, Larry's Steak? You ever go there?
Yeah.
You know they got the bathroom.
Yeah.
My home girl, she took her boy to the bathroom and just had sex with him while we outside eating pizza and shit.
Wow.
I'm like, damn.
I crept with somebody on the side of a bar one day.
You said what?
One day I took a chick on the side of a bar.
On the side of a bar?
Yeah.
Anybody
like, you know,
see
after
you?
The bar closed, like, yeah, like in the little small alley.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. As long as you wasn't caught, you know what I mean? I don't really wanna visit anybody getting in trouble, you know what I'm saying? We wanna talk about some fun shit tonight. What'd you say?
It's like 2:30 in the morning, so not too many people up.
All right, that's what's up.
Yeah.
I fucks with it. Well, definitely thank you for calling and supporting.
No
you
doubt.
Know what I mean? Stay tuned
to
listen. I got some new music for Sunshine Radio. We did hear my boy Future opened up the show with Go Harder. Now, he has another track produced by Looney Tunes called Rider, and yes, I'm a rider.
So I'm Astronaut Status track.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I think.
Yeah, mixtape, yeah.
All right. Well, I fucks with you. Keep supporting. I got some new music. Shout out to my boy, New, sending me that track with M.I., Philly, and Ready Rock. I fucks with that joint. We around. One thing, I'm going to say my favorite thing about Ready Rock has got to be his ad-lib. That's my shit. Was it the Arts Garage? I seen him do it live, and then I just really started listening to the background. I'm like, get him! But we will check that out. Get to know the track. Talk to Ready. Get ready for Sunday. Sunday is going down. It's so sad that you're not here in Philly Peas, but it's going down.
I would love to be there.
Camille Cannon, Lolly, everybody is a Super Bowl, Super Freak Party. Camille has put up all these videos. They freaking out. You scared me. I seen the ass light on fire whole routine, and I don't want no parts of it. Truth teller, I don't want no part of my ass being set on fire. I don't want no parts. I like fire, but not that goddamn
much. Take it easy. I'll holler at you later,
huh? Thank you, Peace. Truth teller in the building. Boo, I got some new music for it. Get ready to show off and show some love to Future, Looney Tunes. Shout out to everybody listening in. Just hold on. I'll definitely open up your call. Then we're going to have some motherfucking fun on tonight's show. I know I can't
do it. I look for a bitch. That's all I want to know. I'll stay down with a nigga. I can let your blood right now, If everything fail, what you run? What? Run through the rain, what? Shine, thunderstorm. What the fuck with the kid, where I'm from? Front, got the hoe, my bomb, hoe, my gun. Yeah. When days get tight, then I come in, sweating with your kiss all over me with your tongue. Did you ride for the kid, would you lie for the kid? Death before this sun, nah. When I'm on the road doing shows from Mississippi, what? All the way to Hong Kong. And we made the blunt, the way young, Louis Vuitton. Yeah. Don't worry about the money gon' come. I just need to know this one question. Can I come to you when I need to talk? Damn. If I ever get lost, can you help me find my way back to my vault? Would you cherish a kid like you never have did? Could you love me? Could you love my kid? Can you be there for me like you never been? Like any relationship you ever been in? We'll make a connection, it's full of affection. Can you hold me down, knowing my profession? Will you wait for me patiently, tastefully? Will your loyalty lead to royalty? Can you answer to me just one question, please? Would you ride for your feet?
Bitch, that's gone. don't treat you right. Bitch, that don't stay down. Bitch, that don't stay round. Bitch, that'll hold them down. It's 12, pull up right now.
Stop trying to sing, no future. You can't sing. You can't sing. But definitely shout out to everybody tuning in to the radio show. Having fun on this Thursday night episode, Philly Shine Radio. A little crazy topic, but mostly about Sunday, and it's going to be going down Mill Creek. I hope you could come make it, T-Sweet, honey. Welcome back to the show, honey.
Hey, let's go.
When is this Sunday? Super Bowl Sunday. Super Bowl Sunday. Will you be able to come from Delaware and grace us with your presence? We can show off together. I miss you. Hello? Can you hear me? I think we lost our caller. Ah, dang it. She'll probably call back in. So we'll check with some more people on the switchboard in a minute and show some love. Oh, we got it right back, right there. Appreciate it. What's good? Ah, we lost her. We lost Truth Teller. We lost. Dang, goodness gracious. We're going to check on my other people calling it a show love. Shout out to my homegirl, Toxic. Definitely amazing artist. I miss you over here on the show, and I miss you on Friday. Like, OMG. When I tell you, by the time I got out to party on Friday, I looked like I was in painter clothes, minus the paint, of course, minus the paint. No paint was on me, but still all in all, had fun. Shout out to Big Philly. We, shout out to my girlfriend Icy calling my phone. but Big Philly definitely did his thing with everybody, the showcase, well, the battle, actually. It was Friday Night Fights, but I made it out to the end. I missed everybody's performance. But still, all in all, y'all know I support y'all. At the end of the day, I fucking got y'all. My girl, too. Oh, my goodness. Goodness gracious. Like, Chanel loves you. I love your pictures, your little cocoa skin. I hope you're able to call it tonight. I want to show you some love. I really want to show a lot of the ladies love from the DMV coming through this Sunday as well. Shout out to Lolly. Shout out to Camille. Everybody coming through trying to show some love on Sunday. It's definitely going to be super official. Super Bowl, Super Freak Edition is definitely going down. Shout out to another artist in the building with us. Switchboard kind of crazy. Got your mic open. Thank you, Icy, for calling in. Welcome back to the show, honey.
Hey, love. How are you?
Wonderful, working hard is hell.
I know,
like,
definitely. I heard.
Huh?
I said I heard.
You heard? Yo, yes, yo, Miss Kitty, when I tell you, yo,
I just talked to her early tonight. She was telling me you had some stuff going on or whatever. I was like, tell her to call me. I said she usually hit me up and let me know what's going on, but she ain't been hitting me up lately. She said,
let you know. Yeah, no, I got you now. You know what I'm saying? I definitely needed to put you in on it. We definitely going in performing the song that we did this weekend. Tomorrow we're performing at Hadonis. Huh?
For what?
Hello. Oh, I'm sorry. People were talking in the background. But we're going to show off at Hedonis' mixtape release party, her campaign party tomorrow. We're going to be performing Sunday at Mill Creek. And main important question is, will you be able to make it out?
I told her to let me know the time and the place. She just knew what time y'all had sound check and all of that stuff. But I told her to let me know where it was at, and I'll definitely be there. You know, I don't do much, though. I definitely be in there for y'all anyway.
Definitely, I appreciate it. And shout out to the ladies in the building right now. I got to really show you all some love.
Who in here?
We got Toxic. Shout out to Toxic. Thank you so much for calling back in. Welcome back, beautiful.
Hi.
Introduce you to my girl Icy, repping Philly.
Hi, Toxic.
And I got my girl T Sweets on the line, repping Delaware. What's good, baby? You cool now? You cool, T Sweets?
Yeah, my reception bag keeps knocking me off the call. My bad.
Well, that's cool. Well, thank you guys for calling in. You know what I'm saying? I don't really want to ask y'all the topic question because, or some real, like, everybody is doing so banging, and I just really want to get, like, an update of what you guys are doing, and I definitely want to invite y'all to listen in as I interview Ready Rock. I'm really excited. I don't know if you guys are sitting under a rock and y'all don't know who he is, but...
I've heard of him.
Oh, okay, that's what's up. All right, that's T-Sweet. And you heard of him too, right, Toxic?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we all was partying like crazy in 09. Ready Rock. But, yeah, it's cool. What about, I'm going to let you start off, Toxic. What's up with you, honey?
Right now I'm working, you know, with a whole new producer and making new music. I'm going to come out with some nice club bangers.
That's hot. All right. Well, you know, I definitely need those right here on Philly Chime Radio. Won't you shout out your Twitter because everybody following back and supporting. Definitely want to check
Twitter.
Out your pretty face.
At Toxic Egyptian.
All right. That's what's up. Definitely thank you for tuning in. You know what I'm saying? How was Double D's party? Like, I'm so interested. Like I said, I was looking like a goddamn painter by 10 o'clock that night. I looked like a painter. I ain't had no paint on me, but I just wasn't dressed. I couldn't do crazy.
It was actually fun. Red Face, Gilly, Bump, and a few other people were there. B West was there. It was actually really fun.
Okay, that's shout out to all of them. I fucks with all of them. Happy birthday, Double D. Well, happy belated birthday.
Birthday.
Yeah, but definitely. That's what's up. Now, also, you Icy, are you on Twitter yet? Because I know I don't follow you. I don't think you ever had a Twitter account.
I'm not very, very tech savvy, so I don't be on there like that. I'll be getting on there talking my little shit, but I don't be keeping up with it. But I'm definitely going to get better at it because I know that's where everything is headed anyway. But I'm on icy_215.
Oh, that's right. Shout out to Icy in the building. And to you all for joining the show. Sometimes when I'm typing and talking, I gotta say it out loud.
I hear
you. You ever do that? You're like, at the store in 5 minutes. So, you know.
you be reading and trying to write what you're typing. You're throwing it all off.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, throwing it all off. But especially on the travel, like, what is it? A D.
Right.
Wait, the Toxic, is it an underscore in your Twitter?
No.
It's
great.
Toxic.
You already on my Twitter. You know that, right?
I don't know why. Because you know how sometimes when you type it on Twitter and you start typing the name and it start coming up? And it didn't do that.
You sent me DMs. Well, you definitely on my Twitter. And you know that already.
Yeah, I know. T Sweets, I have no problem with her Twitter coming up. No, yes, I do. Did you follow her on Twitter at TWEETVZ? Did I do it right? Yeah, T. I think I forgot
the S. You forgot the S.
Yes, yeah, I have to ask too. T W E T E V on Twitter.
T S W E.
Yeah,
got the
I think we're learning tonight. I'm dyslexic. Okay.
I'm going to get out over here.
I was going to get me one of them pills and shit. I'll be fine next week. Get my pills popping and get it in real banging and shit. But definitely, T-Sweets, what's been up with you, honey?
Yeah, just I'm about to start, you know, promoting heavily for my mixtape release party. It's in Potsdam. It's a hotel party. So it's like, you know, I got a lot of people showing love, going to help me host it and... You know what I mean? I got a lot of people saying that they coming through. Sparks said he's going to come through. I did a song with him. A couple other people, you know, that's reaching out and everything. So basically just doing that, just, you know, getting prepared for that. Big Face Dunny, one of my producers, you know, I Inspire. We still got to finish our joint together. But, I mean, I'm just basically working on that, getting everything together for that. And everybody's invited. It's going to be real nice.
We coming. I'm coming to the hotel party. We're going to fuck that
right,
going
right,
up.
Right, right, right. VIP. Well, I'm getting like two or three rooms. And, you know, they all going to be connected.
Shout out to my boo, Jay Raina, in the building, too. I got to introduce you to her as well. All you guys, as a matter of fact, because when it comes to, like, really putting your package together, putting your bio together, helping you... Putting your bio together, getting your press kit, and getting that real professional look as a writer,
mm-hmm.
as a everything.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all gotta hit up my girl on Twitter at JRaynaSmith. That's JRaynaSmith. And welcome back to Philly Shine Radio, Raina.
That's
like one of my bestest friends.
Thanks for having
hey,
me.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
You're welcome. How you feeling?
I'm cool. Hanging in there.
You cool?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. But I got to introduce you. I got some real fly ladies in the building. But tonight, even though we're going to be having Ready Rock on later, right now we're showing a little spotlight to these banging women. We got Icy representing South Philly, right? No, where are you from, Icy?
South Philly. Yes, ma'am. All right,
that's cool. We got some South Philly music on the show. Shout out to my boy Kid Nice. But we also have
Kid Nice.
Toxic Egyptian from Jersey. Shout out to Toxic. I'm tweeting all y'all together, so everybody network and get together. And also my girl T Sweets. She lives in Delaware, but you from Pottstown, right?
Right. That's why I'm having a party in Pottstown.
I like Pottstown, but I'm gonna tell you. The last time I went to Pottstown, we was going there to, I can't even say. Yeah, we was going to cause trouble. I was about to
See?
Say it out loud.
See?
Play too much? I'm going to just say that we were armed and dangerous in Pottstown one day.
Oh,
Niggas be playing too much. We'll play no motherfucking games. Back in the day. I didn't care what was going on with my girlfriend. I did not give a fuck. We riding out. What he do? He told you what? We on our way. We on our motherfucking way. We had to ride out in Pottstown a few times. But like I said, Raina, if you want to give out your information so people will be able to hit you up. Like I said, guys, she's very affordable to organize a whole press kit for you. She'll write your bio, do a magazine, write up. You could speak better about it than me, Raina.
I was going to let you know, promote me and sell me to people for once. I'm so used to doing this on myself. But, no, basically I do PR work. I'm a publicist as well as a writer in other entities. But I do press kits, media kits, EPKs, you know, so on and so forth. I do work with a few different magazines I freelance for. So I have connects to get, you know, publications for artists, up-and-coming artists, and people that have, you know, a product to talk about. So if you guys are interested, she already shouted out the Twitter, which is at JRaynaSmith. I could be reached Facebook, J.RaynaSmith, or, you know, at the end of the day, if you guys want my phone number, you could just get it from Honest. It's totally
yeah,
or email is jraynasmith@gmail.com. Everything is just jraynasmith, so it's
So it's like consistent across the board with whatever type of, you know, communication you want to, you know, get at me, whether mm-hmm. it's Facebook, Twitter, or email.
That's what's up. Well, okay. Definitely thank you. I feel like you say it better than me because, you know, I'm a little ignorant motherfucker. So
I know, you'd be like, if you want your bio done right and sound educated, then you need to holler at my
like, if you want to get somebody to write this stuff up. If you want to get somebody to know what to say.
What's the guy that you had called me that was playing games? He was like, yeah, Honest was like, you the best person to, I was like, listen. And that's another thing, too. I also teach, you know, the etiquette of interviewing, whether you interviewing for magazines, radio, you know, television, blogs, anything like that. I also teach, you know, those things so you guys as artists can have that 30-second verbal resume together when people ask you, you know, who are you? Like, we went over mm-hmm. this before, right, Honest?
Yeah, definitely. I understand. And I'm so glad that you called in too, Raina, because I want to let people know that I know people that could help me be, like, more professional Lady Knight and not cursing and not this and that, but I choose to be
this. She says this. with some guns.
Exactly.
Talking about this.
I ride up Pop Town and with guns. That's
why, yeah, because we had to go up Pop Town and handle that. But I'm real professional, you know.
Exactly. I worked as an accountant for 5 years, but now I'm Honest Fire, got my own company. So now I answer to nobody. So I show
but
everybody.
But you know what, that's your character, though. I don't think it would be right if you weren't who you are, you weren't, you know, expressing yourself the way that you do. I don't think it would make it right. But you do know what people need to know is that when it's time to put that, you know, professionalism on, you can, but at the end of the day, 24/7, you are who you are, and you're real, and that's why I got love and respect for you, but other than that, when it's time to be proper and time to handle what you need to handle, you want it, so I'm comfortable with
yeah.
it, that's why.
I'll kind of like this up in a minute. What you saying, P-Please?
I was saying, that's kind of like my style, you know what I mean? I work a regular 9 to 5, well, I work 50 hours a week, you feel me, like in a corporate type of sales manager, business type of setting, you know what I mean? But, and then, like, it's so crazy because at the end of the day, like, I rap. So when I'm telling somebody I'm rapping, or they just look at me like, what? Because I'm, like, the type that's dressed up in, like, a business suit, but I'm the sexy, seductive rapper, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just trying
exactly.
to do a different exactly. type of style. Like, I'm not trying to be the next Nicki or Tree, you know, like, whoever. I just want my own little style and just be who I am because I understand who I am, you know what I'm saying? So I don't have to be, like, the next person or anything like that. They
and
just got to
understand
and I
like
who
what
I am.
And I like what you said, too, Sweet. She said she's who she is, you know what I mean? And if you're happy with who you are, you ain't got to explain shit to nobody. Judge me if you want. I don't talk to judges. I pay my lawyer to do that. Fuck off. But I really think that this private caller is my special guest. I'm about to check it out and see. Definitely, ladies, thank y'all for helping me warm the show up. It's all nice and comfy. Buddy Rock, is that you?
Yo.
Yo, welcome to the show. Welcome to Philly Sound Radio. I got my girl, J. Raina Smith, tuning in. We got Icy tuning in, Toxic. We got T-Sweet back on the line. So, ladies, definitely.
Oh, we got a motherfucking full house, huh?
Yeah, I got to let you know, this is how Philly Shop Radio is. We can have up 100 callers on the line. We all have fun. It's all about showing the fuck off. So,
right,
yeah,
say
hi to Ready,
y'all. Ladies, say hi to Ready. Ladies. Oh, hi. Ready.
What's going on?
Don't be
how you
shy.
Doing?
I'm good. I'm straight. I'm on 95 right now.
Hey, as long as you're not driving, you're comfy. We cool.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm driving, but, you know, I do this, though. I could drive with my knee if I wanted to.
As I've been saying all week long, I'm excited about showing off his swag, introducing you guys to the great music. But, Ready, definitely give us those official links for your YouTube, your Twitter. We got to show off first and foremost on Philly Shine Radio.
You can hit me on Twitter. I'm on Twitter all day long talking my shit at twitter.com/ReadyRock215. You can hit me on Facebook, facebook.com/ReadyRock.8Gang. Email me, ReadyRockBeats@gmail, ReadyRockMusic@gmail, ReadyRock215@yahoo. You can hit I Am Bean up for any type of, you know, features, bookings or whatever on Twitter. You can hit Silly Mix up, or you can just type in 8Gang, you know. I always keep the contact lines open. I'm a real cool, humble boy, man. It's nothing. Just holler at me. We get it situated and we get it going.
Definitely appreciate that. And like I said, like, your YouTube is official. I was talking about your video that you did for the shot caller freestyle or whatever, and I was like,
right.
It was like they about to open up a porno. The two girls, they caught the leg at the same time.
Yeah,
I'm like,
that was good shit. Actually, all my videos, I kind of like come up with the concepts in my head. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of, you know, because when I first heard the song, I heard the song on satellite radio one day. I think I was coming from the studio or something. However, whatever, I heard the song, and then I immediately Googled it, you know what I'm saying, and I found the beat, and I just went right in on it. And then, you know, listening to the hook, you know what I mean, it kind of got like that little sexy little feel to it, you know what I'm saying? So I said, let me just add some women in this joint, you know, having women on in front of the camera ain't never a bad thing, you know what I'm saying? So I just put it together, though.
I remember it was one video that you just shot. I couldn't watch it because I was like, I might be a dyke after this video. It was like so much ass and titties
right,
and rocking, stuff. I was
rocking.
Like, yeah. Rocking, yes.
Rocking. Yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Shout out to TJ, the director, on that one.
All right. That's what's up, y'all. Well, we're going to get into the topic. I want to first actually go into that that freestyle that he did. She won a shop caller or whatever. Definitely check out the video because I just fucked with it. And your ad lib is my favorite thing in the world.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
That's my shit. Get him. But we're going to check him out. We got the crazy topic tonight. You know what I mean? If y'all don't want to talk about sneaking and getting your freak on, you ain't got to. First and foremost, on Philly Sound, we show off fucking music and a fucking good time. And, of course, Diamond Spotlight Super Bowl Super Freak Edition is going down Sunday. Now, that shit going to be crazy. I got a girl coming in from D.C., Maryland, Virginia. They're going to be lighting their ass on fire once they
right, end. Let's have it. Let's have it. That's a fucking show that I need to fucking see.
That's all the fuck I can say, like, you know, I ain't saying shit else. Y'all gonna see this shit Sunday, or you're gonna hear about it if you're not here. But just Ready Rock, Shot Caller Freestyle. Check out the video on YouTube. This shit crazy.
Shorty got potential, I could be a sponsor. Met her backstage at a summer gym concert. Hair like Rihanna, shoe game was awesome. Tell by all that she won the shot call. Wanna be with a baller, shot call. I could tell by all that she won the shot call. Wanna be with a baller, shot call. I could tell by all that she won the shot call. Tell by all that she won the shot call. Wanna be with a baller, shot call. I can tell by all that she wanna shot call.
Back to the scene, crispy and clean. No boy swag, look at how I lean. I mean what I say what I mean. I make that money double, that's off a triple B. Yeah, we in the club with the crew that we rival with. But it's cool, 4-5, my survival kit. I'm Mike Vick, baby, get rid of that Donovan. And if it's about money, you can count me in. I bring them dollars in, haters keep hollering. I wave high, speed by in a Challenger. You watch a rapid ass Montrose stopping him. At Ready Rock, 2-5, you should follow him.
Potential, I can be a sponsor. Let it backstage at the Summer Jam concert. Hair like Rihanna, shoe game is awesome. Tell by all that she want a shot call. Wanna be with a baller. Shot call, I can tell by all that she want a shot call. Wanna be with a baller. Shot call, I can tell by all that she want a shot call. Shorty got potential, I can be a sponsor. Met her backstage at the Summer Jam concert. Hair like Rihanna, shoe game is awesome. Tell by all that she want a shot call. Wanna be with a baller. Shot call, I can tell by all that she want a shot call. Wanna be with a baller. Shot call, I can tell by all that she want a shot call.
That's definitely my shit. Shot caller freestyle, Ready Rock. Definitely go in. And yeah, that beat is sexy. Why not have a sexy ass video with it? Like, I fucks with that concept. That's hot. I'm definitely fucking with it, Ready. But I gotta make an announcement. All you actors and actresses, also my girl Jay Raina, she has a PR, but she's an excellent screenwriter, playwriter. And they're doing first erotic stage play called Take It Off, starring Kate Washington and Asia Starr. She's taking submissions at takeitoffstageplay@gmail.com for male and female actors. So definitely if you're trying to get your act on and you want to be in an erotic stage play, so that means, yes, erotic shit's going to be happening. Mm-hmm. Shout out to that. That's the sexiest concept, Raina. I like that.
It is. It's actually came to me from Club Onyx. They actually requested me to write it. So it's definitely going to be real big. And anybody who's not afraid of anything erotic or in that genre, you know, definitely submit yourself, because I'm still casting some parts. We just had a casting call yesterday with some very promising actors. Got to kind of review, you know, what they did and see if I'm going to cast them or not. But other than that, I'm still looking for some people that's you know, willing to be a part of the show.
Okay. What about you, Ready? Have you done any acting? Do you have any?
No, I just was about to say, do you got a part for me? Because that sounds like something that I can get into right there. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, you know, like, I don't have a problem with, you know what I mean, dipping and dabbing in anything that has to do with entertainment, whether it's acting, you know, music, hosting, even being behind the camera. Like, I'm just with everything, you know what I mean?
Behind the camera, that's what's up. Definitely what's up. Well, yeah, Raina, you heard it now. I tag you in some of his YouTube videos. You see him acting, it's like, no. But you know Ready, right, Raina?
I don't know. I got to, like, see what he looked like, because I'll be meeting so many people that I don't be remembering the names.
You know,
I'm going to be there on Sunday, so if I don't, then I will formally, you know, be introduced to him on Sunday, because I'm going to come support, so either
way. She's going to be like, yes, I heard your music, I fucked with you. How you know everybody, Raina. You know Petey, you know Freeway, you know everybody. So you've met them, I'm sure. I'm positively positive we've all been in the same building a couple of times. Like, but
I'm pretty sure.
Like,
I just didn't want to be like, yeah, and then I'll be wrong. You know what I mean? He'd be like, I ain't never seen you. When I go speak to him on Sunday, he'd probably be like, oh, you know what I'm saying? But I just wanted to be realistic right now. But I'm pretty sure I did. But if not, like I said, on Sunday, we'll make it official, so.
Yes, Sunday we'll make it official. Yeah, that would be hot. I'd like to see you in the stage. Like I said, I seen the beginning of your video, but I was like, all this ass is just too much for my heart to handle. I couldn't take Tone Trump shot callers freestyle. I'm like, all right, Tone Trump, dang, what the hell? But shout out to you, Tone Trump. Definitely fucks with it. I liked Reddy's video way better because I could watch it. No dissing. I'm all about peacefulness. I'm all about showing off and having fun. You know what I'm saying? What about you, Icy? Would you be interested in acting, getting your act on?
Yes, ma'am. I actually starred in a movie not too long ago, back in October with EQ. You know about the one EQ changed the beat. And,
definitely was not changed the beat.
Yeah, I had definitely with Miss Caddy. Who was it? It's Mr. Wee was in that. Let's see, Dakota Black.
Definitely, shout out to EQ. Sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you, but definitely one thing about Raina, she won't have you acting, really getting it in. So ready, yeah, that'll be hot. Like ready, rocking the stage play. I think that'll be hot.
I think so too. I also teach acting and direct too. So you're definitely right. I'm gonna have people going in. You was in one of my things. Honestly, I'm still trying to get you a part of
this. This girl does everything. She is everything.
Yo.
Yeah,
oh, that's right. Yes, Raina has had me acting, and my son actually liked it. You know what I mean? I did the Mary show with you, which is where I was acting like the little gangster bitch with my whip, and I had my taser gun, and, you know, just being naturally fucking crazy. That's who I am. So we're going to talk about that, too, but like I said, I'm so excited to have Ready Rock in the building. Ready, because of your video, and when I booked you for the show, that's when I turned it from just the Super Bowl party to the Super Freak party. So you kind of inspired it. You inspired it. So like,
that's what's up.
Because on some real shit, and then also with like other little things, because it's a lot of women out there who I really feel like are misguided with their sexuality or misguided with. Yeah, they freakness or wanting to show off, you know what I mean? And they don't really, I don't know what it is. You know how some girls, they say, oh, I don't want to be in a strip club because my baby father might see me, but then they fucking somebody on the side for money or whatever. I just want people to know, like, it is a business. Like, it's an adult industry, but it's a business. So come out, show your business. I reached out to all my ladies that do it. Ass and hip hop go together like peas in a pod. So we're going to have some fun Friday. Sunday night is going to be real crazy. And like I said, I really want to let women, you know what I mean? If you have the heart to bear all, shake your ass, like just like anybody else could, but I don't have the heart. I don't have the want to do it. But if you got the want to do it, come out, make some money. Shake your ass, and then network with these artists because they need you in their videos. You know what I'm saying? How is it when you, Ready, I'm talking to you, how is it like, even like when you want to cast for video girls or whatever, where do you go first to look for, you know what I mean, girls to be in any of the videos that you've had?
Well, to be honest, I just go to the people that I know, you know what I'm saying, that are, you know, willing to do it on the show for me, you know what I'm saying, and, you know what I mean, I kick the treatment to them, you know what I'm saying? I always let them know, you know, it's not going to be anything that's going to be degrading. You know, I just break it down to them. But a lot of it comes from, you know, just my personal relationship with people. I never really had, like, a whole casting call for a video. But, you know, me doing it so much, I actually started a modeling agency, you know what I'm saying, from that because... A lot of rappers, you know what I'm saying, in Philly, they don't have the resources to even get women, you know what I'm saying, for their videos, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be called The Allure, you know what I'm saying? So it's just going to be, a group of chicks. Actually, like, you know what I mean, they're not even just going to be models. I'm really trying to, like, just get them to be, like, you know, more of the socialite type of thing, you know what I mean, where they can, it's like the image of them, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to just... You know, just being in a video, you know what I mean? They can host events, you know what I mean? Stuff like that.
All right, that's what's up. I'm so glad you told me that, you know what I'm saying? We probably could talk later because the more the merrier, and that's what I'm all about. I'm all about networking, people getting yourself out there, your personality, whatever you have, so that you can get a fan for it, you can get support, you can get people to want to buy your album, buy your T-shirt, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, it has to be, it's organized. You know what I mean? And I appreciate that. Now, yes, Ready, I'm not trying to talk to you like you somebody new. Like, I want to know, like, how long have you actually been rapping? Because I think it was, like, 2006 when I first heard you guys, and y'all actually was the only, y'all was like my first Philly rapper that I liked besides, you know, the Gillies, the PD Cracks at the time, you know, it was only like Beanie Siegel at the time, you know, the only people who like Young Chris or whatever. You guys,
right.
Game, everybody, y'all was just, y'all started like a crazy movement. Like I said, like 06 was when I really started paying attention in MySpace and everything. I was like one of the first on y'all pages. So, like, give us the, like when you started or whatever.
Well, with me, with music, I started out, you know, young, you know what I'm saying? Just listening to, you know, all my favorite rappers, you know what I'm saying? You know, your Jay-Z's, your Biggie's, you know, all that, you know what I'm saying? I just figured, that, you know, this is what I wanted to do, you know what I mean? And then I really started putting, you know what I mean, more effort into it when I got older. So I say, like, around, like, 2000, like, yeah, like, 2006, 2007, that's when, you know, it started, you know, it started to be like more of a structured business thing. You know what I'm saying? You know, trying to establish it as, you know, more than just being a rapper. You know what I mean? We were trying to actually be an entertainment label. So I say like around 06, 07 is when we really got, you know, the LLC going on and all that.
Yeah, definitely.
But I've been rapping since I was a kid, man. I've been rapping ever since. You know, Yo MTV. I was old enough to understand what Yo MTV Raps was about.
That's what's up. I could appreciate that because even with my son, since he was like 3 years old, he used to sing. You know what I mean? Sing along with stuff, and I'm helping him now. He's 13. Like he wants to write. He likes to dance and stuff like that. Did you have anybody in your family that helped you, like, you know what I mean, organize what you wanted to do, or was it like another mentor outside of your family?
Yo, the first person, my sister, my older sister wrote my first rap.
That's so deep. Oh. You remember?
Yo, real rap. I remember the rap. I'm not gonna say it though. When she wrote my first rap, though, I'll give her that though. I give her that. She might have started everything. She wrote my first rap, and I performed it at Wild. Me and my homies, we Wild used to have this little talent show, John. You know, Wildest King up on the boulevard, yeah. And I went up there. That's crazy.
That's what's up. I appreciate her getting you out there or whatever. Now, even like, I mean, I fucks with you, Ready Rock, but on some real shit, I can't think about Ready Rock without thinking about everybody in 8 Gang. So I want to give you a chance to shout out everybody in your squad because I fucks with them too. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's what's up, man. Well, as far as rappers, because there's so many people involved, but as far as rappers, it's me, Ready Rock, Garcy, Free Garcy. We got
Free
Hard Body Cream. We got Stiz, and we got Ms. Diego.
Yeah, I've heard of Ms. Diego. I haven't heard of his music though. I'm gonna check him out. I think I did follow him on Twitter. I'm gonna check him out. But yeah, definitely 8 Gang of music. Shout out to Respect My Hustle too, and everybody that fucks with you guys. I fucks with y'all. Heavy.
Shout out to P3 for sure. Shout out to P3. Shout out to Batcave Radio. Shout out to you. Shout out to everybody that's coming out Sunday. You know, I think Philly needs this. You know what I'm saying? Philly needs to start seeing that people are actually willing to do things as far as the show, do things like the plays, and you know what I mean? Because it's like everybody has like not everybody, but some people have a negative outlook on what Philly can do, and it takes the right people to get together and network with each other to let them know, like, you know what I'm saying, you're missing out on what's really going on because you're so close-minded. So we need shit like this. You know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah. And yeah, that's how I feel like even when I hear certain even characteristics about myself, like certain people really do pay attention to the negative way more than the positive. But at the end of the day, when you stay in good company, we are going to make this movement and let everybody know, yes, Philly got shit popping and no more swag jacking because we got our business going on our own. And then even talking about the business, how did you guys come about even branding Ready Rock, and what is your brand? Like, what is a Ready Rock brand? What do you represent?
Well, I mean,
I'm going to let you say it, even though your music, I feel like
I wouldn't even say I wouldn't even say Ready Rock is a brand. I would just say 8 Gang, you know what I'm saying? Because we always said, like, no one person involved in this is bigger than that one name, you know what I'm saying? So it's good that people, you know what I mean, associate Ready Rock with 8 Gang, but I'd rather just 8 Gang just be, you know, I just rather 8 Gang just be, you know, the main attraction of anything that I do, because that's what we do it for. Like, you know what I mean, we all came together, we all from the same block, you know what I'm saying? You know, that type of thing. Well, you know, with the exception of Miz and Stiz, they from Southwest, but Miz and Garcia are actually first cousins. So
okay.
It's not like one of those situations like we got him from here and we got him from down here and he hot too, so he gonna jump in. It was more like everybody already knew each other and it was like family, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we kind of, you know, you sit back and watch and, you know, you take things from people that's already on. Well, any smart person would, you know.
Yeah,
so we kind of were looking at, you know, at the time.
Yeah, like,
you know,
yeah, that should feel kind of like Walmart, you know what I mean? Like, that's how it is. Like, you have a conglomerate is people working under one umbrella, like, you know.
Right.
Family. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like Walmart.
You got multiple people pedaling at the same time, or, you know what I mean, moving their paddles on the boat or whatever. This one is gears and this one is a stick shift or however you want to have it, but it's all just one machine. You know what I'm saying? So
that's
what we basically wanted to do, just have, you know, 8 Gang at the top and everything just falls under that. You know what I mean?
I fucks with it,
Dale.
I'm
going to
play
what I like about what he just said. Because he could have just did a I'm David Ruffin and these are the Temptations. And he just really just was like, no, we the Temptations in this motherfucker. Ain't none of us standing out. We all standing
right
next to each other. Like, I do my moves just like he do his moves. He passed me the mic, I pass it back. Ain't no one. I like that. I really, really like
what?
That because he could have just did that because that's how it was. The question, you know, not purposefully, but it was set up like that. But he backed right back in line and was like, this about us. I like that. I really did.
I have to too.
Right.
You know what? I'm gonna ask the question more specifically because I wanted to actually get something out of him. Because actually, Trap trying to reach America's pinnacle for me gave me goosebumps when I heard it last year because I was like, "Yo, this nigga killing shit like on some Jeezy shit. Like, I want to sell drugs today." It's like, no, but some real shit. I'm like, "Damn, I really fucked with it." So I'm actually playing some music where you got to take some notes. And he's like, no, I'm tripping. But we're going to go into the track featuring you and Meek Mill's 36 O's. We're going to break it down and talk about Trap because that's or some real shit. I fucking love that album. I fucking love it. I like to join with you, Freeway, and Gilly. That's my shit. I love all that shit, like everything. Front and back, play through. Repeat. Yes, that's Trap. I fucks with it.
Thank
you. You're welcome. We will go into this music and we will talk about what Trap means to you.
Numbers don't lie, leave it due to sale. Bitch, I hustle hard. on that. Who made that beat?
Oh, my man All Star from Harrisburg, man. All Star made that joint, man.
I fucks with that joint. Who? So let's break down Trying to Reach America's Pinnacle, the track. Who's all on that album?
Trying to Reach America's Pinnacle. I got you just heard that song right there, Meek Mill on there. Like you said earlier, I got Freeway and Gilly on there. I got A.R. Ab and Neef Buck of the Young Guns on there. I got, who else I got on there? I got a lot of people on there. I got Chinko the Great on there, Creed Forch. I got Nindy from West Philly on there. I got the whole 8-Gang, well, Stiz and Preem, because they was the only ones home at the time, unfortunately. They on there. Cheek Raw on there. I got NH on there. And I think that's it.
Yeah,
Black De Niro, my man Black De Niro. Shout out Black De Niro, it's my fucking boy.
Dude, Black De Niro thorough as shit. Fucks with Black De Niro heavy.
Right.
So, I mean, I know, like, it's been released, and now I really fucks with the fact that you re-released it without the DJs on it, to give DJs, I guess, a chance to really, like, get a chance to mix it up.
Right.
What's the link so we could be able to get there? Because if you don't know, like, I'm an artist, but I do Philly Shine Radio, and I fucking connect with a lot of people, not just in Philly. Like, I'm a part of a few DJ coalitions, especially X Squad DJs, so I love sharing music and shit like that. So give us the links, and that's what my squad do on the show. Shout out X Squad DJs. I fucks with y'all.
Right. The link. You can get the link from allflamers.com, or if you follow me on Twitter, ReadyRock215, I always post a link probably like 2-3 times a day. And it's good that you mentioned that, because we're actually about to drop our website, 8GangMusic.com, and I'll actually have the links to every CD that I ever made solo on there, along with any other type of 8Gang music that we ever put out. And it's also going to cater to the other artists in Philly also, so... Definitely look
that's
out for 8GangMusic.com to be dropping real soon.
Yeah, that's what's up. So, I'm looking forward to it. I'm definitely trying to check on some of the callers that we have on the line and to see if they call to support you, support the show. Like, we're all having fun. Shout out to everybody just chilling, listening. I still got my girls' lines open. Thank you, ladies, for joining. Shout out to the private callers. I don't really think I'm going to take any other private calls tonight, though. But we got somebody just pressed the 1-267-600. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Oh, you know, this is Hard Body, 8GANG. What's up? Well, I'm with you.
Who
you know, I'm calling to put anything, baby. Radio show, my nigga Ray. Y'all call about
Hard Body Tree right there, yeah.
Oh, yeah, 8GANG, baby.
That's what's up. Definitely,
up?
Thank you. Chilling. I had a big smile on my face. I should have had a camera for tonight's show since I couldn't be in the studio or whatever. But I'm excited. Fucks with Ready, like crazy. You know what I mean? Since I got you on the line, you might as well shout out to Twitter because we do that follow back shit on the show.
Oh, y'all do the follow? Well, I'm shouting out my Twitter. I can shout everybody.
Yeah. Shout out with you. That's what we do. We show the fuck off on this show. You do that.
Oh, we show the fuck off. You know, that's what I came to do anyway.
Yo, my man, all right now.
Follow me at Preem underscore 215, PREEM. You know what I'm saying? Follow 8GANG Music. Follow Thursday Gang. Follow Dark.
Yo, listen.
Ready,
yo, this about to be a whole other show with this nigga on here, yo.
Man, I can rap all fucking night, man.
Listen. Yo, my niggas go in, dog. Green light. You hear me?
Yo,
green light.
PREEM.
Wait a minute, she was trying to hear you. She couldn't hear you.
Which is
Twitter?
Who
was that? IC or that was you tweet?
It's T-Sweets.
Oh, what did
so
you say,
you
T-Sweets?
I said, what's the Twitter? PREEM what?
Underscore 215.
Preem. Shout out to you, Preem. You already know I fucks with you. You blew me away the last time I seen you perform down at Rain. That was a... Barrels mixtape releases shit. I was like, oh, fucking KFC going in.
Oh yeah, you know it's all love, man. We just working, man. Just trying to keep, I mean, keep the streets motivated and all that.
That's what's up. Keeping the streets That's motivated. I fucks with it. Thanks for calling in, supporting. We actually get ready to break down the trap. I want to talk about trap, trying to reach America's pinnacle. Now, I've helped a lot of people, like, you know what I mean, organize mixtapes. I've been featured on a few. I have co-executive produced a few for Big Face Dunny. And I know the process it is when you come up with, like, the name of your mixtapes or your album or your project. How did you come up with the name for it? Like, what was the process for that?
I mean, it was kind of like a no brainer for me because you know that's what we do. You know, I mean, you trapping, whether it's a legal hustle, illegal hustle. If you got T-shirts, if you got weed, you know what I'm saying. Whatever you doing, you starting from the bottom. You know what I'm saying. And in America, you know what I'm saying, we kind of idolize the dollar. You know what I'm saying, because we feel as though that is the pinnacle, you know what I'm saying? So T-R-A-P, trap, trying to reach America's pinnacle, you know what I'm saying? And that's where that came from. Real shit.
I like that. I fuck with it. Pinnacle, yes. You got to get it a dollar because on some real shit, I really feel it. And I feel like people who are unhappy are not making any money. So my happiness, make some motherfucking money. Stop being a lazy person and whatever else you're doing. Like, shit, there's jobs out there. It's moves to be made, you know what I mean? Sell your fucking T-shirts. Sell yourself some pies. Like, niggas still sell bean pies on the corner. Like, niggas.
And I still buy bean pies on the corner.
They give me every time. Y'all.
Hey, hello?
So, yes, we hear you, Cream.
Yeah, I mean, they just got to get up off their mom's couch and get up and do some of this stuff. That's how that drink.
Or their grandma's couch.
Yeah, I mean, niggas be waiting for their girls to get their paychecks and all that. Definitely do something, boy.
Yes, definitely. Well, definitely I appreciate you for calling in, Preem. I hope to see you Sunday, too, because I just won't go in down.
You want to see me Sunday, Monday, whatever day. You know what I'm saying?
That's
free
okay.
That ball guard, man. Make sure y'all go get that chat. Support my nigga Ready Rock. That's what it is. 8gamemusic.com coming. Log on.
And Preem, like,
what's up?
Ready, definitely let us know. You know what I mean? It's not all about the individuals. 8Game is the movement. You know what I mean? So I would love to invite you to interview you on the radio.
Right. Listen, though. It's like, it's a family, a movement, a brand. I mean, we stand, like, it ain't just no. We knew besides rap, like if I stop rapping today or tomorrow, this is my family right here. I can go to these people when it's like my niggas in these serious situations, like outside of rap. Ain't no just we going, ain't no stage, ain't no type of stage like nothing like that. This is real life. Like we done been through real stuff,
right,
everything,
right.
Like, all that.
It ain't no I in team, man. It ain't no I in team, man.
Right.
You know what? I definitely fucks with it because at the end of the day, yes, we're all human and people got to understand, you know what I mean? Sometimes you have to have somebody's back. Sometimes you have to give that person advice if you care about them. If somebody's not giving you advice and they don't really help you out, stay the fuck away from that person, like, for real. Like,
right.
Niggas garbage.
Right, exactly.
Definitely be on some garbage shit. But I got to go into this topic question. Yeah, we're going to run down the line. I know somebody that's eating a free door. What?
You want me to stay on the line? I just talk about that too.
Oh, well, yeah, I might as well. Yeah, you can stay. Everybody's welcome to stay. Shout out to everybody listening in. Other callers, if you want to tune in, you got something to say, press 1. I'll definitely get to you. If you're calling for Ready, you're calling for whatever. We show the fuck off on Philly Shine Radio. I want to let everybody know this is where you come. I fucks with everybody. We keep it positive. The only drama is mine. So if you got drama with me, yes, I definitely vent on this bitch. Kiss my ass. But no, Preem, I'm going to ask you the topic question. Tonight's topic question. Have you ever found yourself sneaking to try to get your freak on? And I'm not just talking about, like, sneaking to cheat or something like that. I'm talking about sneaking so nobody will hear or... You know what I mean? Going off while you're supposed to be working.
Man, of course you got the single moms with the kids and all that. You know you got to sneak past them sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hell yeah. You definitely got sneak pads done, man, for sure,
not
man.
Room,
I done had plenty of times when they done walked in the room, I could pull a little motherfucker with sleep.
Yo, look, it was crazy. No. Like the baby, yo, the worst, I think I had the worst, man. I wasn't even supposed to be on the couch with this girl, baby. The baby woke up rubbing on my head, rubbing on my face and stuff. I'm like, yo, this is crazy. For real.
No. No, that's crazy.
Like,
that's crazy.
That type of situation. Then you got a situation where you might be it might be just one of them nights, and this person, this not even your type of person, but you might just you can't help it. You know what I mean? You just need to know.
Right.
Or whatever.
Or you might gotta get the time with this person.
Like, damn.
Or you might gotta get the time. You know what I'm saying? You know, you in the car. You ain't got enough room in the car, so you get on the other. You get outside of the car. You know what I'm saying? You trying to do your 1-2. She bent over in the back seat. You looking all around for the cops. So you trying to have fun, but you kind of paranoid because you ain't trying to get looked up. You got your bare ass
outside.
I just
did that the other day, girl. I went in the back seat. No, I was in the front. You know what I'm saying? Getting a sloppy toppy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was crazy. I was the lookout guy. And it's hard to
Will you randomly just pull up anywhere and get sloppy toppy, or do you spin through driveways and try to find a house that don't got the sensor detector drone where the
Thank
light
God.
Come on and it's just gonna be dark?
God.
Like,
yo,
yeah.
That's what I was just about to say because I've had that same situation. You know how it is. Like, I love my family. You know what I mean? So I won't mind having aunts and uncles, everybody just in the crib, and sometimes. Yeah, you get horny and you try and get some shit popping. I never forget, like you said, we riding through driveways at the driveways and just trying to like really find somewhere to do it. After a while, we just like fuck it,
just
pulled up. And then you know, it was some lady with her flashlight right on the car, like tapping on the window. You can't always. That shit was down me. You gotta get it. Before we do got a lot of people pressing one. I'm gonna get to y'all, first want to ask my girl Icy on the line. I know you got a son, and you actually have your little home family life. Have you found yourself having to sneak and freak, and your son not hear what's going on?
Yeah, well, fortunately for myself, my son do split weeks between my house and his father's. So I haven't had that issue as of recent, but definitely I got some stories. I could pull them out and take up the whole damn show for real.
just give us one. We got to be fair to the callers. I'm sure it's a lot of people trying to support Ready, call in, and definitely tune in. If you guys want me to pick up your call, all you got to do is press one. I see you hold, and I'm going to get to you.
My craziest joint probably had to be back in 07. And we were both going through a little drought. We was working at the same job, both going through a little drought, John. And we catered airplanes. So we got in our catering truck and shit got real goofy in that joint. Like, we had to do. But we had to sneak, the way we had to sneak out of there was real weird.
Because we closed that back hatch. Where y'all made food.
Where now we made the food. You know the car they went down the aisle to deliver the food, though? It was in here with them, though. I mean, but I ain't get up on none of the carts or nothing. I bent over the cart. You know, we kept it clean. You know what I'm saying? It's napkins.
Yeah,
all right. I ain't judging. I'm just
you
saying.
You know,
but
we
not
had to
food.
Jump out the back, you know, trying to make sure ain't nobody see us both coming out the hatch, drawn in the back. It was real weird. We walked around with wet asses for the rest of the night, but, hey, we were smiling, though.
I appreciate that story. And I'm about to check in and see if we got some more Ready Rock supporters. Who's all listening on the line? I was trying to get to you, T-Sweets, but we lost her. Shout out to T-Sweets for tuning in on the show. We got a caller, 267-997. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, what up? It's Philly Mix.
What's
up?
What's up?
Hello?
Where's my man at?
Yo,
what's up with you? I called to talk to my boys, man. Where they at?
Right here, baby. We right here.
What's
I just landed, man. I'm checking on my boys. Where y'all at?
Oh,
you know me, I'm
reporting
live from Bucktown, baby.
Yeah. Yo, these niggas
is crazy. Yeah, we got Preem on the line. We got Ready Rock on the line. And definitely welcome to the show, Philly Mix, even though you only wanted to talk to Ready. That is my guest for the night, but that's cool. You cool with it.
What's good, bro? we all air, man. We talking about the show on Sunday. You know, we're going to tear it down, you know what I'm saying? We're talking about, sneaking around and fucking. You got to give a story when you had to sneak and get some pussy, man. You got to give up a story, dog.
I ain't never had to sneak. I don't know. When I was in high school, I had my mom basement rocking. Soon as my mom went off to work, you know what I mean?
If you was in there doing school hours and your mom was at work, you was sneaking.
No, I'm talking about like when after school, like you know.
No, okay. You ain't never cut school. You just went right after school.
Well, yeah, I cut school too, but I was never coming to my mom's house. You know.
Well, Philly Mix, you got to shout out to Twitter for us and let us know. Like, what you got to bring to the table? Because we all showing off and networking on the show. Definitely thank you for calling in. You could have said, hi, Honest Fire.
What's going on, Honest Fire? What's going on? What's up with y'all?
We chilling. What is Philly Mix? I seen that on Twitter, and I followed you. But what is Philly Mix?
I don't really want people to follow me. I want them to follow 8 Gang Music.
All right, that's cool, but you don't want to let us know your contribution, nigga? Damn, you're important, too. It's all right. I'm going to look him up one day. He plead the fifth. 8 Gang Music, he's showing off. That's cool. Shout out to the Truth Teller, Folly, in the damn building, but we want to check out another caller. Press 1-267. 602, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Which name were you calling from?
Nude, I'm calling from North Philly, man.
Nude, say hi. I know it's you.
What's up? Ready?
You sweet? Wait the
fuck. Yeah. 8 Gang is in the building.
Well,
y'all niggas tripping up this y'all.
Yeah, we tripping. I'm going to take a chance to regroup. We got News in the building. I fucks with his little battling ass.
I'll take a short ass.
Hey, News, what's up with you?
What's up, Ready?
You already know, man.
Oh, it's gang, man. I fuck with all y'all niggas and out of fire.
Yeah, thank you.
She's a lovely lady and a hell of a supporter.
Thank you so much. Well, we're going to go in and actually check out We Are Real. I love this track. I got it today, and I'm glad. Thank you, News, for sending it to me. I fucks with it. It's News, M.I., and then Ready at the End with his girl. I love this shit.
It was
N.H. I didn't even get down with M.I.
Oh, yeah.
I fucked with both of them. I got some music from M.I. too. I'm going to show love to M.I. I fucked with it. We Around. I love their flow. That shit crazy. But, all right, N.H., Ready Rock. I could see it in front of me. But if y'all weren't listening in the beginning of the show, I've learned I'm dyslexic. All right. We Around. No comment. Who is the producer for this music? Because I definitely got to give producer shout out.
Mike Zombie.
All right, that's what's up. Shout out to Mike Zombie. We Around NH. Yeah. Hey, wait a minute.
Ready, man. I fuck with y'all. Praying. We
got one. NH, Ready Rock. We around.
shit. But you good, but I got you because I did.
We around, you better know that.
Know that.
Big stacks on deck, better show that.
Know that.
Slide with it, take a bitch and get a Kodak. Big stacks better than ever, they better know that.
Know that.
Any city, any town, far as rap, I hold it down. I'm the king, I need a crown. You smoking on that Reggie, I got diesel on me now. Jeans start to doony and my sneakers start to pound. What the fuck is up? You looking like you hate money. Real rap, I got that take it out the bank money. I'm in love, if I could, I'd probably date money. It's safe to say I got that early, never late money. Now take a bitch on me, 1080p. I'm trying to do this for my boys so they can do it for me. Proud of sneak, we almost once or twice and I crash. I've been getting money, you can ask them.
I'm around the clockin', making transactions, nigga getting guapin', I'm getting to it, whipping work, I got it dropping, fast food, all we got, it's Max and Whopping. It's bad news when I inch beam and trade topping, getting right and I'm selling white, so I'm trade dropping. Big chain and the money is new, in the condo on the beach with the balcony view. Yeah, I bang with the gang, coming rock with the crew, yeah, them rats with the bang, throw a shot at your crew, and I was going to cop, I cop like two, make a girl wanna fuck, she be topping me too. That I rock, yeah, they know what I do. Yeah, down with the Mac, and he popping it too. Green light, so you know it's going down. They ask me where I'm at, just tell them I'm around.
We around,
we around.
They better know that.
Know that.
Big stacks on deck, better throw that.
Know that.
Fly with it, take a picture and get a Kodak. That's better than ever, they better know that.
Know that.
We around,
we around.
We around,
we around.
We around.
I fuck with that, Joel. We around. Shout out Ruddy Rock. We got news on the line. A lot of people showing love. I had to just get my Twitter on a little bit and shout out everybody tuning in. And Ruddy, like I said in the beginning, I wanted to introduce you because you're on a show and stuff, and I feel like you're my star, but you definitely represented your squad, the whole entire show. I fucks with that more than anything. And just like Icy said, it was great that you didn't just say, oh, yeah, I'm the brand. No, 8 Games the brand. I fucks with the unity. And, guys, if y'all ever seen them all perform together, it's like, it's just that you can see it. You know what I mean? You can see how everybody fucks with each other. Y'all ad-libs and shit. It's just a great show. And even this Sunday, I want to know who else, who's performing with you, or is this just going to be a set with just featuring you?
Well, you know, anything I do, even if it's just a show, you know what I mean? For me, I always bring out 8 Game. I always, you know, let, you know, all the other rappers on 8 Game, you know, get they just do. You know what I'm saying? Because we got so many different songs together, it's only right. You know what I'm saying? And plus, it's just more of a show. You know what I'm saying? It gives mm-hmm. it gives people, you know what I mean? Like for instance, like, you know how it's always groups, like for Wu-Tang, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people's favorite rapper was Method Man, and some people wanted to see Ghostface, or, you know what I mean, some people was just there for ODB, you know what I'm saying? So somebody might be there just for Preem, or somebody might be there just to see Miz, you know what I'm saying? It's the same thing. So whenever we have a show, we always, it's never a solo artist show, it's always an 8 Game show. No matter what the flyer says, it's always an 8 Game show.
That's what's up. I should have put 8 Game on. Yeah, definitely. I fucks with it. And then also, I don't know if you remember, but we did a show at the 69th Street Lounge with Freeway. And, yeah, everybody came through. That was so banging. Everybody was on stage. It was Jack Frost, Freeway, you, Garcy, Preem. Just everybody just fucking with each other. That shit was, like, hot. Like, I like it when people could be able to say, yeah, I'm a fuck with you. I'm not just going to be on stage ironing and, you know what I mean, just chilling and shit. I'm rocking right with you.
Right.
I appreciate it. So I'm excited about Sunday's show and definitely getting a chance to see you guys perform live again. It's been a while. Like I said, last show I saw was Cream. But I appreciate it. Like I said, the video that you put out with the ass and titties, it inspired me to call all my girls. So this Sunday it's going down, Super Bowl, Super Freak Edition. I got a couple ladies coming through from Philly and Jersey and Delaware. But most importantly, I got the DMV Vixens coming through. That stands for Delaware, Virginia, Maryland. No, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia.
Virginia, yeah.
How did you do that? Shut up, truth teller, because you ain't even said nothing all night. I would like to introduce you, Ready, to my co-host, but, you know, I got her back, you know what I mean? Even though she's late, that's still my fucking baby love. But meet Ready, that's my co-host.
Hello, I'm sorry I'm late. You know, I had a little personal situation going on, but, you know, I'm here now. That's all that counts.
Right, right. Well, you know, real life shit happens, man. At the drop of a dime, man. That's all understandable, man.
Exactly. She's hosted a few shows that I was doing some shit I had no business doing or whatever. So we got each other back, definitely. But well, Philly Mix called back in. I'm hoping his mic back up. Philly Mix, you with us?
Yeah. What's going on?
Ready, I like your laugh. What'd you say, Philly Mix?
You had to get your charger, Philly Mix. Yeah. I had to plug my charger.
Oh, no. Before you hung up, Philly Mix, I was asking, like, I know you bring something to the table. You know what I mean? I'm all about networking here on Philly Chime Radio, if you don't know already. Yeah, I was just trying to show you some love. Not forced to do that. I'm talking about. But I want to go into the topic a little bit more. We do got a lot of people pressing one and stuff like that. Definitely thank you. I can't believe the time is already almost over. Like, it was just so much fun tonight. I had fun talking to you, really. I had fun.
Wow, yeah, fun.
Definitely. Preem back on the line. Preem, where'd you go?
Oh, yeah, what's up? Hello?
Yeah,
hi, buddy. How you get offline?
I don't know, man. I don't know, man. Somebody, I got to connect.
hey, listen, if you hear me ordering a grub, I'm at Wendy's. Don't mind me.
Yeah, what you going on with this, though, bro?
Hey, listen,
I was getting gas in my hood road. You know, I gotta stay focused in this section.
All right, come on, man. We can't be rude to the host, dog. Come on, man.
No, I don't think they're being rude, but thank you so much for that. I don't think they're rude, but with some real shit. Y'all don't know, this show has been called, a.k.a. The Party Line. Y'all remember The Party Line?
It's
so crazy that he mentioned The Party Line, because my man Wolf, shout out to Wolf215, he just told me yesterday when he was on The Party Line, he had met a midget off The Party Line. That's crazy. That we just mentioned The Party Line. He said he met a midget at Kensington in Allegheny, man, off The Party Line, man. He said she lied to him, told him she was 5'1", man. She was like 4'1" or something like that, man.
Oh, yo, that's funny as hell.
Yo, The Party Line, I think, has got a lot of people caught up. What was that, 97? 97 and shit. I'll never forget the one guy I met on The Party Line. And then I was salty because we actually did have a good connection. But when I guess I met him when he ain't had no money.
So, damn, that's what it's all about?
Yo, but no, listen. Let me tell you. His jeans was ashy. Huh? What'd you say?
I said, let me talk my fuck.
Oh, it's cool. But now I'm saying, like, his jeans was ashy, and what was even more fucked up, his hairline came to his eyebrows. Like, his fucking, his beard was, like, and it was like a mess. Like, he looked like Santa Claus
and shit.
Tight ass clothes.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah, it was crazy being me and him off the party line and shit. Like I said, it was like, come on now, are you serious? I gotta I gotta see this. But like, yeah, and then what was crazy, like 6 months later my girlfriend met him off the party line and I was sorry. Yeah, fuck it. He just got his hair cut, had a job. Hey, it is what it is. I'm fine.
Hey, yo,
I'm fine.
Listen. Remember when you was about to get somebody a number and then she'd be at the last floor and somebody started blowing in the phone?
Oh, no. Y'all want to hear a crazy story about my party line meeting? I never met this dude, but I used to always hear him right on there. He was like, yo, I'm Jack the Footman, and I like to sniff and smell women's feet. And I'm like, wow, that's the weirdo, right? How about last year I was watching Jerry Springer, and they had this man on Jerry Springer.
He was on Jerry Springer?
God.
That's crazy.
Yes, he was on Jerry Springer, y'all. I'm like,
remember when you used to go to a private room, and they said something you didn't like, and you took it right off?
Yes, yo. That shit was funny as shit. But, yo, the party line had its times, you know what I mean? And I don't think, I don't know anybody who's had a successful relationship on the party line. That shit don't last.
If you think about it, that's all Twitter and Facebook and Tumblr and Instagram. That's all it is.
Yep,
it's the party line.
Yes. Party line, yep. Look,
it's the motherfucking club without the DJ.
And that's the reason why I was never, and then, like, I'm glad that happened in 97 before the internet boom. I have no interest to meet anybody I don't know. You know what I mean? I'm not meeting anybody off the internet. I just don't want to do it. Like, I'm sorry. I'm cool. I'd rather get to know you and get to like you because I won't even, I'm cool. Like, niggas crack me the fuck up on Facebook. Those groups get real nasty. We gotta talk about Facebook and internet dating one time.
Oh, yeah, wait. I got one for you, too. I was walking through our fresh poster, right? Dude walked up to me. He was like, aren't you Ghetto Princess on AOG? I said, good Lord.
You got your profile out there. You got your profile
Ghetto
out there.
Ghetto Princess.
Not wrong with it. And if that's what floats your boat, you know what I'm saying? That's what floats your boat. Go ahead, inbox somebody. I just don't fuck with me because I'm going to cuss you out. Don't cry when I curse you out. You know what I mean? PSA, do not cry when you inbox me, can eat my pussy, and I start cursing you the fuck out. Like, I'll give a person my number just so they could call me, just so I could cuss them the fuck out. Like, come on, man. Like, I don't be on my status like, I'm looking for dick, hit my inbox. You know what I mean? Like, I'll say regular shit, like I just split my jeans or something. And niggas like, oh, can I see? Like, nigga, I'm bitten. I'm upset. Jeans is $100. Like, damn. But at the end of the day, it's all cool. We're kind of getting off subject. And I wanted to kind of turn the attention back to you, Ready. Did you get your food? You eat your fries? You got a number 7?
I got a Frosty.
You just got a Frosty? Where's your food?
Yeah. I ain't getting no food, but I got a Frosty, man.
Yeah. He just don't want to share, y'all. He just don't want to share
my friend I'm with, you know what I'm saying? She got the grub, I got the Frosty though.
No, okay. Shout out to the friend.
Hey friend.
All right. That's nothing wrong with that at all. But Ready, I want to. You already talked about the. You said it's going to be 8 Game Music, the website.
Yeah, 8GameMusic.com.
All right. Now, what other upcoming projects do you have that we need to, that we can look out? Like, give me some questions.
As soon as we get the exact date when the website going to be done, that same day we're going to be dropping a mixtape for the website.
We working on Planet of the Apes right now. That's going to be more of an album. I know Freem is working on Concrete Audio Part 3. I'm waiting to hear back from Garth to see if he's going to drop his next CD. I know Homicide Stiz about to drop his CD. You know what I mean? Turning up a notch. Miz Diego preparing for his next CD. You know, Trap 2 is coming soon. I actually was just texting Damage before I called in. You know, me and Damage about to make another movie. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to DJ Damage. More videos, more blogging. You know what I mean? We trying to put together this rapper basketball league. We trying to go paintball and go karting. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah,
come to the party too, man. I'm having my motherfucking party, Traffic Extravaganza, February 19th, Club Tierra, Ladies Free all night, Sunday, No Work Monday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm going to definitely be at Tierra. Yep, I was about to say it for you. I'm definitely going to be in the building.
All dudes got to come with $50 at least to get in.
All right. Nothing wrong with it. You ain't going to get in. Bring your fucking money.
Nope. Them hoes going to be in there.
Where is Truth Teller, where are you? Shit, call back in. But on some real shit, I really want to know, how is a person
right here
in the land with you? All right, what is? Speak up, damn it! Stop being quiet.
But
I want to know, how can a person do a collaboration with you?
My man ain't doing nothing for free.
Ain't
doing nothing for free, so come with some money. We need money, more money.
Send the money to Philly Mix, Ready Rock. You need your own segment on Philly Shine Radio. You're so fucking icy, aggressive, nigga.
I'm definitely doing tracks with anybody who's working, anybody trying to get to the next level. We could trade fans all day long. Because you basically probably got people that never heard of me. I might got people that never heard of you. Let's make a song, make it good, shoot the video, and keep it rocking, man. I ain't got no ego, man. I mean, you know, ultimately, you know, we in it for the money, you know what I mean, for the livelihood of, you know what I'm saying, our kids and all that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I ain't going to break your back. And if I fuck with your music, I'm going to want to do the music anyway. You know what I'm saying? So.
Well, that's what's up. And I'm going to definitely connect you to one of my favorite producers, actually, from ATL, Looney Tunes. He's working with Future really, really heavy right now, and he's just doing his thing. And I think you would kill a Future beat, a Looney Tunes beat. Damn, I'm tripping. Blah, blah, blah. Getting my shit off. But, talking about tonight's topic was fun, but mostly importantly, I really fucked with you ready, getting a chance to, you know what I mean, hear your personality. I've heard you on other people's show, but I do things a little different here. I'm about fun.
I appreciate that, man. Let me know whenever I could call up, man. I'm here, man. I don't be doing nothing but trying to work.
That's what I was going to ask you. I got to get a part two, and part two is going to be about 8 games. I really want to fucking show love and show off for all you guys. I think of a crazy topic. Y'all missed some crazy topics. I wish I'd have saved some of them for the night.
We gotta do a live one day and tape it or you stream it or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because you know my gang, man, they get crazy, man.
That's what's up. I fucks with it. And I want to invite you guys. I'm working with EA. He's definitely one of my partners, EA All Day, Back to Basics, RealRatsTV.net.
Shout out to EA, man. That's my OG, man.
Yes, that's my partner. He fucks with me. He called me a female him. You know what I mean? We definitely about to make heavy moves. Y'all got to come out to the new studio. It's open house Saturday afternoon from 3 to 7. We're going to have everything. You need your pictures taken. Great studio. We got the flat screen, a pool table, waiting room, kitchen, couches, everything. Nice as shit. 12th and Spring Garden, 12th Street Studios, formerly called Sound Splash, if anybody had a chance to check out
to join, but we just renovated it. It's crazy. And then that's actually going to be the home of Philly Shine Radio. I got my own office, and I'm going to have all the little bells and whistles and shit. So I definitely invite you guys to come out.
Wow.
Well, that's what we're going to do the show from. I'm going to have the whole shit set up and stuff.
Oh, shit.
You got the whole shit. Shout out to EA, Easy J's, New Images, everybody fucking with me. Denny Live, I fucks with the family. Back to Basics, RealRantTV.net all day, every day. And we
Shout
also
Denny
got
Live, too. That's my man. He always show me love when he see me, man. Shout out Denny Live.
Yes, Denny Live is a fuck official. I love him so much. But yeah, definitely come out. Like, we're all about networking. And just like you said, not everybody has heard of me. You know what I mean? I mean, not everybody's heard of you that know me. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, showing you the fuck off. So I definitely want to thank you. You know what I mean? I want you to get to your company. I'm about to close out the show a little bit.
Because I sure am about to get to this company. You is right.
Oh, Lord. Hello.
Hey, friend. She's
hey,
waiting
friend.
So patiently. She's waiting so patiently in the background. I like that.
Oh, yeah, no, she's a supporter. You know, this, you know what I'm saying? You know, she ain't going to, you know what I mean? She knows what's going on.
That's what's up, and at the
she
end of the day,
anyway.
That's
she
what it's
cool
about.
Spicy chicken right now, you hear me? We
don't
get spicy, you hear me?
Ain't that wrong, it's spicy. No, but before you go, since you missed
Hold
it,
up.
Did,
you
now you want to tell
yo.
Wait a minute, no, listen, True Teller just did it. That is my co-host. She was acting real shy tonight. Like, she don't
Come
get in with that tongue roll. She definitely get it in with that tongue roll, so she had to make her presence known.
Of course.
Nothing wrong with the little tongue roll, whatever. That's always sexy. But before you go, I gotta ask you the topic question from the other day and shit. And I'm definitely getting ready to go and play some more Ready Rock music and fuck with everybody else who's listening on the line. I know y'all been listening. Thank you. But I gotta ask you, if you were to make a porno, what would the name of your porno be?
If I was to make a porno, what would the name of my porno be?
What would you name your porno?
Motherfucker, ready to rock.
Ready to rock.
Ready to rock.
No. Hard Rock Cafe.
Hard Rock Cafe. How about who?
Hard Rock Cafe.
Bruce.
Rock
hard and ready.
Rock bottom.
Rock bottom, damn.
No.
I think it should be called
Get Him. Fuck that. What's it gonna be called? Robo Rock.
Robo Rock.
I'm gonna come through the motherfucking silver suit with his big legs sticking out.
Rumble for the gun.
Oh, no.
Rumble for the gun.
I knew it was going to be funny. But I appreciate it. You know what I mean? I can't wait to be able to show off. I'm going to really show this shit off. I fucks with you as an artist. You know what I mean? I fucks with your swag. I love this whole interview. I can't wait to just show off and show the fuck off even more.
Yo,
that's what I'm about.
Shout out to Philly Mix and Preem 215, man. I really did not expect these guys to call in, man. That's what's up, man.
Definitely. I appreciate Philly Mix calling in, too, and everybody else showing love and shit. That's just official. Shout out to whoever's doing shit in the background. You can at least press mute. What is going? Put it all on it. Say no. But we're going to go into some more music. I ain't done till 1. You know what I'm saying? Y'all fucking with me. Fuck with me. I'm going to see you Sunday ready. Oh, no, Saturday. Come out Saturday. It's fucking going down. 12th and Spring Garden. This studio is nice as shit. Shitting on everything. Yes, we smoking and drinking in that bitch, too. And if you find a little corner, you could get your sneaking freak going, too. I don't fucking say no.
Don't forget February 19th, Traffic Extravaganza hosted by Gilly the Kid, my party, man. Ladies, free all night, man. Get there.
Definitely. I'm going to be there. We're going to be talking about it. We're going to have part two. Y'all can come down to the studio. We're going to show off on camera and in person. And like I said, I'm going to be flooding you. I'm going to shout out to Alma Bean. Alma Bean, that's my boo. She's so professional, promo queen, I guess.
Yeah, shout out to I Am Bean, man. She holding us down on the promo tip, man. We love her.
Yeah, definitely love her. The second, and you know what, Ruddy? I've been hitting you up a lot to get you to do a show with me, and I don't know if you don't check your DMs or if you get too much messages on Facebook, but she's the one who connected us, and I'm so fucking happy.
Oh, yeah. That's the best way, man. Anything you need me to do, hit her. she's like my sister, man. She will definitely be on my top about anything I need to do, being there, being tentative, you know, just being professional. She's definitely on top of me for that. So,
all right. So we're gonna
follow
play the
I
song.
Am Bean right now.
Yeah, follow her right now. We're gonna play the song tied into that video that was trying to turn me into a dyke or whatever. We're gonna play Rockin'. And definitely, like I said, thank you. What's the link for the video for those men who like asses in hip hop?
Hey man, just go to YouTube and just put in 8 Gang videos, or you could just put in Ready Rock and everything will pop up.
All right, that's what's up. Thanks again so much.
Yeah, no problem. It's nothing, man. I had fun, man. Y'all be cool. How y'all be cool?
Always.
Yeah.
Ready?
Oh, man.
Regardless.
Hey, look. All I do is think about how to get a million to a billion. Stack it to the ceiling. If you say you real, then you know this how I'm feeling. Middle finger to the maiden.
Rockin'.
out to the producer on that joint. I think it says Rello Grams. Rello Grams. I might be getting it wrong. Appreciate everybody chilling with us, tuning in for the show. Philly Mix still on the line. Shout out to you for calling. I really appreciate you calling in the show. Definitely thanks. Did you hear me? I guess he didn't hear me. Okay.
I can hear you.
I know you can hear me. I guess he didn't hear me. But at the end of the day, I had fun tonight. Real fun. Lots of fun. Shout out to everybody listening in who didn't press the one, and I don't even know who you are. I ain't going to shout out your number. I might play on your phone, though. So I ain't going to play on your phone. I don't play on people's phone. I show nothing but love. You know what I'm saying? I show nothing but awe. And at the end of the day, it's all about showing off promotion. Crazy, crazy weekend plan tomorrow. We had Hedonis join. Shout out to the campaign party. The ladies will be in the building. Hot Shots, Miss Caddy. Shout out to Tiffline, Sky.Fly, B.Holla. Love you, babe. And it's going to be crazy. This Sunday will be official. I got the Super Bowl, Super Freak Edition going down. I mean, like, when I tell y'all, I really wanted to get in my bag because the Super Bowl is a big night, so I want y'all pitching. So Diamond Spotlight first Sunday definitely been popping for 3 years almost, anniversary party coming in March. But I had to bring some ass and titties to the mix, you know what I mean? I don't want nobody stripping, but there's going to be a lot of other stuff going on. Live Sunday night is going to be real official. Shout out to everybody performing. Dillinger, shout out to you. Shout out to just everybody in general. Like, we're going to have some fun. Be in the building. If you need a ticket, 215-839-8186. And I'm going to show love. Now, I got to show some love to Looney Tunes. Like I said, I would love for Ruddy to get on one of the Looney Tunes beats and just go in. This is one of my fucking bangers.
Before you do that, right, let me answer the question, right?
What question?
The topic question.
We're not done yet. So you can answer the topic question after the song's over.
We're not done.
Even though I do kind of feel some type of way that the whole show, you all on your quiet joint tip. I hope you was busting a nut, you all quiet or whatever over there. That's all I want to know. Did you get a chance to get your shit off? Like, you over there.
No, I'm
teasing you.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, we still are. What'd you say, Philly Mix?
Shout out to Shauna. Shauna Inc. She just rolled up for me while I was at the gas station.
Okay, shout out to Shauna Inc. Shauna Inc.
Yeah, everybody you know from uptown knows she do tats or whatever.
Okay, that's what's up, definitely. Shout out to Shauna Inc. Much love. You know what I mean? I was saying to you, Philly Mix, I guess you were talking to her at the time. I was saying thank you so much for calling. I appreciate that.
No, thank you, man. You are, you know, not too many girls out here like you and I am being. You know, y'all out here making moves, you know. Y'all making more moves than these niggas out here, you know. That's good shit.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely.
Keep
going.
I like how you was on here humble. I was trying to show you off a little bit. I'm like, well, what do you do, Philly Mix? She's like, yeah.
You know, I don't want the attention on me. I want the attention on my boys. You know, they rap. I don't rap. So don't watch me.
That's cool. You do shit too, but I wanna, like I said, I gotta collab. I gotta connect my niggas together. And shout out to my boy Looney Tunes for producing this track. Shout out to Future for going hard with it. He performed that joint on 106 in Park. The producer is my fucking homie. I can't wait to show him the fuck off. He gonna be in Philly soon with that word. Check it out live. Like I said, this is Philly Shine Radio. Show the fuck off. And we're not done yet.
Hatred's coming. Three-man motto. The future is now.
all me necessary. We're going to get it.
Rockstar lifestyle.
Drip.
Ask her.
Hey,
name.
I done been lied to.
What up?
I've been a glitch.
For real.
I done had all kind of people turn against. You're trying to break me down.
In my apartment building lobby. Got to sell tickets because they going fast. Shout out to everybody that's going to be in the building this Sunday. I still got a few tickets left. Diamond Spotlight, Super Bowl, Super Freak Edition. I might even do
something. Tell them where.
Mill Creek, 4200 Chester Avenue is going down. I'm... Yo, if y'all not in the building by 11 o'clock, because that's when I'm going to let the DMV Vixens go on stage and do their shit. Yes, my girl is going to do a little shit for y'all. I don't know what it is. I don't speak that eloquently to describe the freak shit that they got planned, but they got some freak shit planned. damn, that joint gonna be crazy. Then everybody go upstairs and have fun, and I don't give a fuck what you do. Neither does Jack. Shout out to Lil Creed. They let me do what I want to do. You know what I mean? No Young Bucks for this party. No Young Bucks at this party. But the topic is still open, you know what I mean, for those who want to join in. I should have put on some more clothes. I'm outside in the cold. The topic for tonight, and Ms. Truth Teller, you didn't even answer it yet, but we wanted to know, have you ever had to sneak to get your freedom?
Oh, hell yeah, all the time. Shit.
All the time.
All the damn time.
And you tell them, explain why it's all the time, because beautiful.
Okay. Before I write, I was staying with my mom, so I'm staying with my mom. You know, I had people come over, and she be like, don't y'all be doing nothing in my house, please. I done hit it, quit it, did cartwheels, you know, came back down on the dick. Busting in my room in the basement, bathroom.
Yo, you know what? I'll never forget this one time, and I was like 14, and I shouldn't have been doing it or whatever, but, yeah, I was 14. But this bull, like I said, back in the day, it used to be crazy being on lockdown with my baby father, but I love him. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. But my one homie will always say, yo, and, yeah, sometimes, you know, you got to learn not to listen to people. Like I said, I was 14 at the time. But my homie was like, yo, I'm going to eat your pussy, right? So I never was going to let him. But then one night, I think my baby father made me mad or whatever.
Oh,
I'm
shit.
Sorry. Yeah, no, I ain't shit. I don't give a fuck. But he made me mad. So I was like, I'm not going to cheat. I give you an extra ticket too. I'm not going to cheat, but I don't think eating pussy is cheating.
It's cheating.
Eating ain't cheating. Look at you guys. I need some of that.
So you don't call it cheating if you make you mad, huh?
No.
He said
eating ain't cheating.
Like, no, yes it is. I'm joking. Eating is cheating. Well, eating is cheating, but. We was in my mom's car. You ain't got no lighter? Oh, thank you. Shout out to the new music I just got. All right, I'm going to shout it out.
Definitely.
But my mom had the car in the garage or whatever. So me trying to be sneaky and shit, I'm in the garage. I'm in the car and shit. Now, I'm just having fun. I didn't even notice that the light came on because my eyes is closed, right? I'm enjoying this shit. Next thing you know, my motherfucking Beyonce, he like, oh, shit, I'm telling. I'm like, why are you going to tell? Like, don't tell on me or whatever. Like, she's not going to fucking care. Like, you know how you get all bad and shit. My mom came in here and stalked me into the damn crib. I was like, damn. And then it was so crazy. I had one of those moms that was crazy. Shout out to my lady. I love her. I wouldn't change it for the world. But then the next day, I'm telling her what I was doing. Because I had to not. Because she was like, you fucking up. You supposed to be with her. Like coming at my neck and shit. But I was like, well, mom, I just wanted to get my pussy ate, right? So she just looked at me like, why you gotta tell the truth all the time? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, I don't want to know this and shit. But, at the end of the day, that's my boo and shit. Like, it was fun, but I ain't sneak around. I ain't want to sneak around her no more. Like, mom, I got company or whatever. Pretty soon I moved out, but at the end of the day, that was got to be the funniest thing. Like, how you go from pleasure to getting your head stomped into the ground?
But wait, honest, check this one out, right? So now, you know, we in a new place. Now, I'm paying all the bills, you know, and my BD come over, and my mom stay with me now, and, you know, he stay the night, and my mom going to come at his neck to her, did you fuck my daughter? You let out here to fuck my daughter.
Oh, shit.
You know,
I can see blame.
Like,
She can't claim your shit. You trying to do your own thing. Like, if you paying the bills, how you sneaking?
Like, I'm like, it's none of your business what I did. If I did, I did. If I didn't, I didn't. You better not be fucking. I'm like, first of all, this is my crib. I do what I want in my crib. If I fucked him, I fucked him. If I didn't, I didn't. It's none of your business. I'm not telling you if I didn't. I'm not telling you if I didn't. None of your business. Well, I'm not trying to have no more babies.
I heard this before. Yeah. All corners covered and DJ Up Noxious. Yeah, DJ Up Noxious. I got Presents the Justice Verdict by Jody One. I definitely fucks with him. He's come through a couple of my showcases rocking the fuck out. I'll make sure I show some love to this music. I like Fiery Fluid. What's that about?
Who?
That's a track. Fiery Fluid. I want to do the remix. Fiery Fluid. I think I got some Fiery Fluid.
I let you like, Fiery Fluid right down your throat.
Do you want to choke? Shout out to everybody listening to me and Truth Teller tripping out or whatever at the end of the show. We definitely had some fun tonight on Philly Shine Radio. Did you have fun, Ms. Truth Teller?
Yeah, the fun I was listening to, yes, I did have fun.
Cool, me too. I really appreciate it. And I'm excited. Sunday is going down. Super Bowl Super Freak Party, Mill Creek Tavern. It's going to be so official. But I'm going to be back tomorrow because I got to show some love to my other artists that are performing, and we're going to get to know my homie Zig. We're going to have Mugger Mania on the line, and we also going to have Reek, who's performing live February 5th. I was about to say January. February 5th, Mill Creek Tavern is going down. So we have to rock out with some music. I'm going to show some love to my girl T-Sweet. I fucking love this track, produced by Big Face Sunny, I know that he's lying. And then we're going to mix it up. Fuck some other shit.
Good. Going, girl, going.
When I breathe through the block, haters be mad at the shit. Cause I got my own money and I'm on a leather whip. But when you're sins and I'm poopy, if your paint ain't dripping and your wrist ain't shining, then I'm better off declining. What's the sense in a friend if you can't buy me diamonds? I fall from that shit off the block, getting blunted. I'm at the finish line, what you did, I done done it. Cause he the type of nigga wanna argue when that bill's due. How you wanna run for your niggas? I know the real you. And at the end of the day, it probably kills you. I know that you're lying. I know that you're lying. I don't hate the game, nor the player that it comes with. Just don't got no time for the game or the dumbness. I am not a record, baby, you won't say it's funness. I am not a record, baby, you won't say it's funness. No town, no rubbing, I just run it. No town, no rubbing, I just run it.
Crew, baby, what they look
looking at. Mommy, what you ask for me? Can you bring it back? Shake it, shake it, shake what your mama gave ya. Where them haters at, baby? Let them haters hate ya. We can do it up, back, make that booty up. 1, 2, that mean it's just do some bust. Mama, you know I'm rolling with the kudo. H-double-O-D song, you know. Here I go, let it roll, peach of flow, baby. What I mean, that's the dean, drop it low, baby. Yes, yes, drop it off for that. 1, 2, that mean my man next. What you looking at? Who, me, baby? You got a nice house? Well, let's see, baby. It goes down, got our body on the ground. Got me cut to the back, got it roll right now.
Girl, what you looking at? 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 What you looking at?
Ray-Bans on, got the waves all spinning. Grey Goose when the red berries finish. Trying to pick something to slide. Look at all these women. Like, what you trying to do to watch? Say it's time to leave. You busy showing off by the bar, can't find the keys. Before we breeze, do we need to see some ID? I'm on them palm trees, a VIP, trying to find G's. You know I be with cash, finna blow it off. Trying to get some of, what's her name, Mrs. Know-It-All. Trolls go 3-pack, I'm about to show them off. I break them off, they think I'm showing off. But it's the same old kid, every floor just on some new shit. Ant Lava with me, got the club going stupid. I grab her by the waist and I can teach her how to move it. How she do it, bring it back for me like DJ.
Girl, what you looking at?
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 And what you looking at?
Let it roll,
let it roll,
let it roll, let it roll.
Shout out to my boys doing this motherfucking thing. Had to show some love to my boy Kid Nice and my homegirl T Sweets. I ain't done. We got Show TV featuring Runway Reem and Rican Boy, Dan Marino going in. We had to play some music because we talked too much. Even though Truth Teller didn't talk that much till the end of the show, she still talked up. Truth Teller, I love you.
I love you too. You know, I want to do a couple shout outs too.
I love you. Well, do the shout outs while I sing in the background how much I love you.
You know what? I want to shout out this string cheese that I'm eating right now.
I'm done. Did I tell you that I have a lullaby that I made up and I sing it to all the kids in my family? You didn't know that?
You got to sing it to Diva.
I was getting ready to sing it for her, but you could be able to. It's like, you know, they have This Is a Song That Doesn't End. Uh-huh. It's one of those songs you could just keep singing and singing.
Oh, yeah, that's
so long. So anyway, it goes, you would be like, Diva, I love her. I just want to hug her and tug her and tug her. You go, Diva, so banging. I can keep on singing and singing and singing. And you go back in. And I'll be like, I sing the song to my nephew. I'm like, Kyan, I love him. I just want to hug him and tug him and tug him. And he love it because, like, I'll be doing it. You know, I'll tug him and stuff. And then he'll be like, you just want to tug me and love me. I'm like, Kyan, I love him. He's like, you love me. I love it. It's so cute. We got to organize the song. Like, it's the cutest thing ever. I shouldn't even sing it on Philly Shine Radio, but whatever.
Somebody's
coming for your motherfucking. Y'all already know how I feel about spagajacking. It'll be going down. But I'm about to show some more love and play some music.
Maybe me and True Teller are going to sing again a little bit more afterwards, but you'll never know if you'll listen.
This is a Quicksand production.
Low pack,
woo.
Smoke a lot
woo.
Of grow,
woo.
Block Miami hot,
uh-huh.
Marino.
Woo.
We see them feds coming, then we scream out, da-da-do. In that trap house, I feel like Nino.
Okay.
Got some birds out,
woo.
But it's shorty low.
Uh-huh.
In my stash house,
woo.
Yeah, I'm laying low.
Woo.
Block Miami hot,
woo.
Dan Marino.
See, I used to be the bull who made the water jump. My connect had it flowing like a water pump. Took a corner and I turned it to a waterfront. Getting quarters in and I was doing for a month. I was 18 grabbing with my own chicken. While they was getting spoon fed, I had grown chicken. I was the young nigga running down the grown chickens. But once I went away to school, I was homesickin'. Till my man told me he could get the water for me. Then I set up shop right inside my dormitory. Had that perk in, had them shirts in, and them bananas DVDs I had at church in. And I still went to class and turned my work in. But once I met my new plug, it was curtain. Me and Face was doing numbers in this great nation. Sorta like how Romello was with Ray Mason.
Cash flow, yeah, that's all we know. Loud pack,
woo.
Smoke a lot of bro. Block Miami hot,
uh-huh.
Dan Marino.
Woo.
We see them feds coming, then we scream out, da da do. In that trap house, I feel like Nino.
Okay.
Got some birds out,
woo.
But it's Jody low.
Uh-huh.
In my stash house,
woo.
Yeah, I'm laying low.
Woo.
Block Miami hot,
Dan
Marino.
Ballin' baby, no shot clock. 24s and 8 I rock. Cash money outside and it's 500 degrees. No Lil Wayne, but my block hot. ATF gear door knock knock. Who the fuck is that trying to run in my spot? Cause them guns, they come with a tripod. Know the fast man looks like an iPod. Da da do. Those are real G niggas on the south side. Real niggas that immerse you squares in they circle. Boy, and they ain't playing no hot scotch. This my shit. I got a padlock. 50K in the floor, that's a drop box. Old niggas be drunk, call the cops on the cops. Some motherfuckers need to watch Mad Lock. 30K for the Brightland boy, you know this ain't a stopwatch.
Nah.
Niggas try to come through my block, get a shit pushed back like a drop top. Turn this block to CSI Miami, and you know my block is hot as Dan Marino in Miami. You niggas straight acting, man, you pussies need a Grammy. Keep that 40 Glock tucked, in case some pussies try to jam it. In my stash house, I feel like Nino. In my block hot, Dan Marino.
Cash flow, yeah, that's all we know. Loud pack,
woo.
Smoke a lot
woo.
Of bro.
Woo.
Block Miami hot,
uh-huh.
Dan Marino.
Woo.
We see them feds coming, then we scream out, da da do. In that trap house, I feel like Nino.
Okay.
Got some birds out,
woo.
But it's Jody low.
Uh-huh.
In my stash house,
woo.
Yeah, I'm laying low.
Woo.
Block Miami hot,
woo.
Dan Marino.
Mobbing all the time, yeah, you heard of us,
yeah.
I scream my dot out on, and you gon' see some murderers,
yeah.
Black hood with a black mask,
yeah.
Nigga talking,
yeah.
I fry his ass,
yeah.
No four wings, no fried rice, yeah. Like Gretzky, Leah more nice, cause nigga, we ain't talking, AK with him smoking, treat him like the kush, put him in the coffin,
yeah.
Killing shit like every day, run a shot when I spray away, no top like JFK, black on black, C-O-K, and my track house is ridiculous, cocaine lots of bitches, money being made,
man.
No transactions with snitches. Watching who I work with. Earth Day, get your earthquake. Ain't kings, we murk shit. We tatted up, so they nervous. No baseball when we curve shit. Flash mob, we mobbing. No job, we robbing. That's life, no option. Get it how we live it. Spend it how we run it. All we know is stunting. Cause ballin' out ain't nothing.
Cash flow, yeah, that's all we know. Loud pack,
woo.
Smoke a lot
woo.
Of bro.
Woo.
Block Miami hot,
uh-huh.
Dan Marino.
Woo.
We see them feds coming, then we scream out, da da do. In that trap house, I feel like Nino.
Okay.
Got some birds out,
woo.
But it's Jody low.
Uh-huh.
In my stash house,
woo.
Yeah, I'm laying low.
Woo.
Block Miami hot,
woo.
Dan Marino.
I like this song. You like it, Truth Teller?
Yes.
Yeah, we got a handle on the show. I like that, Joy, and that was hot. But
De Marino,
no. Right? My Black Miami hot. I like that. Yeah, shout out to De Marino. I like him. One of my favorite quarterbacks of all time. The favorite personality. I miss, what was that called? Inside NFL? Some shit. The show that used to come on HBO.
Yeah.
Was it Inside the NFL?
I don't even know no more. I know what you're talking about, though. All right.
You're going to learn today. But shout out to everybody calling the show. I'm about to do my little calm down, relax down, a.k.a. drinking, smoking, but nighttime.
I need a drink right now.
See you soon, Miss True Teller Boo. See you soon. Ooh. And shout out to everybody sending me snippets. I'm not nobody you send a snippet to. It's like a waste of time on my email. It's like a piece of the song. Like, what am I do with a piece of the song? I never forget who did that. What's his name? I ain't even seen him in a minute. I got to check him out on Facebook. I don't even remember his name right now.
That's fucked up.
Shut up. My memory's bad. We all know. But
hey,
have fun. Good night. I know, but you was going to.
I was not.
You wasn't? All right. I'm sorry.
No, you caught me.
Yeah, I knew you was lying. I give you the benefit of the doubt every day. I don't give a fuck. Love you.
I love you, too.
Good
really,
night,
truly,
good we life. Love blog talk, too. You really, truly what? What you going to say?
Huh?
What you going to say?
Oh, yeah, seriously, for real, I am going to shout out a couple of people, you know. Shout out to all the artists performing at, you know, Diamond Spotlight on Sunday. It's going to be crazy. I will be there. You know, special shout out to my twin.
Yeah, your twin be going in. I was about to say, you better say something about your twin because he be going in. As a matter of fact, I'm going to close out the show and play his little house party joint. I think that's all I got of his.
Watch me do it?
No, he called it Watch Me Do It?
The one he filmed at the house party?
I don't know, but we about to listen. No, he did it to the house party track, the Meek Mill.
Oh.
Welcome to my house party. I love that
song. I didn't hear that one yet.
Oh, well, listen to him.
GotInstrumentals.com.
Look, I ain't trying to hear what them other niggas talking about. Yeah, the truth's over, even though we tried to talk it out. Me and Margie strapped down, about to fuck it out. Cause niggas talk like bitches and you know who I'm talking about. But no, I don't hate y'all, feel like I raised y'all. I knew him since Yatoss, since b-ball and baseball. Now he on some sucking shit, clearly he was raised wrong. Only nigga in the hood, still up on the 8-ball. But really on that money tip, I was getting money, kid. You was never getting money and you was right in front of it. I did it from the muscle, I ain't had nobody fronting him. I had the things coming in, Super 7 tumbling. My niggas couldn't find work, I was crazy.